This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Sunday, November 16th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you may hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, Facebook feeds, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman checks in on progress to replace the Greene County Jail, which was built in 1908 and by every account needs replacing. While the facility is no longer in compliance, the State Commission of Correction is allowing the county to operate the jail, while a 13-member task force formed in February works on ways to build a new facility. Legislator William Lawrence, Republican from Cairo and also a WGXC programmer, leads the task force, which also includes jail superintendent Michael Spitz, other legislators, and community members and county department heads. So far, the group has visited other jails and wants to incorporate pod housing in any new design. Currently, the jail has about 80 inmates. Lawrence told the Daily Freeman that if the county does build a new facility, the task force would like to see it also house the sheriff's office and Greene County 911 Center. Quote, "It makes sense," unquote, Lawrence said. Quote, "There's a lot of connection between the offices," unquote. The task force will make a presentation to the county legislature next year. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martins announced Friday, November 14th, $183,000 in grants for 80 projects to access the Hudson River estuary watershed, including one for the Columbia County Soil and Water Conservation District for a project in Claverick. The grants are provided through New York's Environmental Protection Fund and Natural Resource Damages Fund and will be administered by the DEC's Hudson River Estuary Program. They include $52,600 for the Columbia County Soil and Water Conservation District to replace an undersized culvert on Presser Road at Hollowville Creek in Claverack. The Village of Wappingers Falls in Dutchess County also got $50,000. Hudson River Maritime Museum in Ulster County gets $25,000. Riverkeeper in that covers multiple counties got $10,000 for water quality monitoring in the Hudson River estuary and tributaries. You can see more about this with links at newsroom.wgxc.org. Today is Sunday, November 16th, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a cloudy day with high near 42. Sunday night, there is a slight chance of rain showers and snow before 11 p.m. Then snow is likely overnight with a low around 29. Monday, snow and sleet before 9 a.m., then turning to rain with a high near 38. Rain and snow continues before 1 a.m. Monday night, then turns to just snow with a low around 26. Tuesday should be partly sunny with a high near 30. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.